from the Palatial Pride 48 Studios, high atop the universe, it's time for Dubious Intent to come screaming at you through Tay Interwebs. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever the time of day it is where you are, we're glad you've joined us today. Dubious Intent is brought to you by, oh shit, I forgot to look up a sponsor. If you're finding yourself streaming live on Pride 48 and don't have a sponsor written down in your script, then you need, oh shit, I forgot to look up a sponsor. Don't forget to check them out on the web at ohshitiforgotasponsor.com and use the special listen out code. Oh my God, Welcome to Dubious Intent. I am Daniel Brewer and I am joined from the Oh Shit, I Forgot a Sponsor free state of Arkansas by the one and only Mr. Adam Burns. Hello, Adam.
What was that? The list count code? The what?
I'm doing excellent. Thank you for asking. I have no idea what you're talking about, Adam. This is so weird for us to be live streaming because usually we are heavily edited. We spend probably twice as much time editing our show as we do actually producing the show. So this is just all new for us to be live streaming like that, which is understandably why I made a mistake.
Because, what is this live streaming thing? And you never make mistakes.
I never make mistakes. Well, I edit them out. See, it was just like, but it's this whole new thing about being live that's what. Anyway, how are you doing, Adam?
I'm doing fine. I'm doing good. I'm a little bit sleepy, to be honest. I'm really excited, but we've been doing this whole Pride 48 weekend.
I had not noticed.
Yeah.
I had not noticed. Yeah.
And we have 32 shows, but we're about, what are we like? Let's see. Well, I'm not good at math, but let's say we're 18 shows in.
Sure. We'll go there. Sure. We're the halfway. We're your resting halfway point of your Pride 48 experience. So it's time to refresh your cocktails. It's time to time to freshen up your drinks and whatnot. Have you been listening? What's been your favorite so far? That's not fair to say because we don't have favorites. We love them all equally, Adam. But what have been some of your favorite moments so far this weekend?
My favorite moment this weekend was when no, I don't want to say that. The Brett, you don't even know what I was thinking. You were thinking something else.
I was thinking something else.
I really liked the bread talk. Because
the bread show.
I won't say my favorite, but I really liked the bread talk because I like to cook and I used to make bread all the time. Never sourdough though. They talked a lot about sourdough, and so I think
you'll laugh about this in a minute. Go ahead.
Okay. What? How? Emma, are you going to tell me something in a minute that I'm going to laugh at? Or?
Yeah, I'm going to. I'm foreshadowing. That's called foreshadowing.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you something in a minute, and you're going to laugh. Go ahead.
Good. I'm preparing my laugh because I don't really laugh audibly, so I really have to like warm up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, I tried one time to make sourdough to make my own starter thing. Right.
Yes. Yes.
And. It smelled horrendous.
Did you use grapes in it, like Tim in Alaska suggested?
No, I didn't use. I didn't use grapes. Well, see,
just
what I read,
grapes.
And I'm sure I feel like I've said this somewhere, but I'm on so many podcasts at the moment that I'm sure I'm just repeating stuff constantly.
You've probably said it on all of them.
However, probably. I made this. You just put flour and water, and I think that's it. Maybe a little sugar, something like that. And you sit this jar on the counter.
Yeah.
And I was like, this can't be sanitary. And supposedly the yeast, the little floating yeast in the air.
Comes to life.
No, they descend on your flour.
And it creates life inside your thing there. It's like Elsa. They have the power to create life.
Well, okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, God, my voice.
Yeah, I'd like to refer back to earlier this weekend when you said you had a lovely singing voice. Here's the thing that you were going to laugh at, Adam. We never said to start recording, so I had not recorded over here. So we're going to have to, when this show goes out on the stream, the first 2 or 3 minutes of my voice is going to be coming through your track. So see?
Well, I'm not recording either, but I am. I am recording.
Podcast professionals. Hold on, Adam. Let's just start again. Sorry, I didn't even have that pot up. I didn't even have the pot up, so I had to. Here, let's do it again. Here we go. You know, we could still stall for another minute and still be on earlier than the bread show did. All right, hold on. I'm not restarting.
I muted myself. Sorry. No, I don't think you're restarting for real, but I thought, oh, maybe I should record. But, you know, it is being recorded.
Yeah, it's just not. So my favorite, I'm glad you asked what my favorite moments have been so far. Thank you very much. My favorite moments so far have been you starting to tell a story on Geeky Gay last night that you were like, I don't remember if this was in the after show or the pre-show, but I'm just going to tell it now. And I literally had just listened to the previous episode of Dubious Intent, and you talked about the wine in Arkansas on it. And I thought you were going to tell the exact same story about the wine trees and whatnot in Arkansas.
Yeah.
You didn't. You told a modified version of it, but I was just like going like, no, that wasn't a pre-show. That was actually on the podcast that just went out like yesterday. Well,
because I could have sworn that we were talking to Archer like before or after.
Yeah, we have. We've done that too.
I mean, anyway, that's what I thought.
I woke up this morning. I didn't wake up until about 10:30 or something because I was up very, very late. I was up very, very late. The pod is my co-pilot people were still talking. It was past midnight.
I was up until 3 a.m. or something like that. I mean, I was talking.
I was talking to other people about secret podcast projects that may or may not be happening. And so, you know, I was up very, very late. And so I did not wake up bright and early this morning. And honestly, Adam, just between you and me, I wasn't going to like go out of my way to wake up for a Poodle McNoodle show. Okay. It's like, that's just not like, you know what I'm saying? It's just like, this is just going to be Fatty. This is just going to be Fatty doing his Fatty thing again.
Well, you know, I don't know if you've been, I know you unsubscribed from his show a long time ago, but I don't know if you've been listening recently because I think you resubscribed.
Yeah. I've been listening recently.
Well, he put on some hints, you know.
See, I didn't listen to his pre-recorded shows this week because to me,
okay.
It's like, these are pre-recorded shows. These are toss shows. So I didn't listen to those. Here's the thing is, so I was surprised that it was the LFC that, for those of you who don't know, it's the Little Fatty Cast. And I guess they're now resurrecting that. So I like the way it was done. Larry Vader sprung it on Big Fatty in the middle of the show so that Fatty couldn't be like, not a chance in hell. Like, Fatty couldn't, like, say no because he's basically like, right here in front of everyone.
I'm a little bit confused because I always thought, I met Larry at one point.
Yes.
When you and I went to wherever they live. And we listened to Big Fatty the whole way. We've told the story a million times.
Yes.
And I was under the impression that whole thing ended because Larry didn't want a podcast anymore. And Fatty was so heartbroken that he started his own show because he had the podcasting bug. Right. He had the itch, like we all do.
He had the itch to tell people absolutely nothing for 20 minutes a day. He had the itch to inform people. You know, he thought in his little head, he thought, you know what would make people's life brighter if for 20 minutes out of a day, they just listened to me just fart. And, you know, he wasn't expecting for the double speed thing to come along and to sweep like it did. But,
Yeah. So, you know,
Charles is in the chat room and she said it was her fault that I was up all night. Again, it's a secret podcast thing that I cannot speak about.
Well, he says, I know you say everybody's going to be confused because I say the pronoun that I choose to use for Auntie Vera is he.
Yes.
You choose to use she.
Yes.
So I'm just saying, you know, Auntie Vera, you can name your pronoun. You can name your pronoun if you would like, you know.
I think you're thinking of Pro Tools, which is what she uses to do her audio with, the Pro Tools.
But anyway.
You know, she has to bounce her audio through the Pro Tools.
So she's, he, I'm so confused. He is sober for now, but not for long. I don't know the relevance of that, but there we go. But anyway, what I was confused about Big Fatty is I would have thought it would have been the other way, that Big Fatty would like be asking Larry to start it back, because I thought Larry was over the whole podcasting thing. So
yeah,
I was like, I'm like, why is Larry asking Fatty?
See, this is the genius. Larry Vader asks Big Fatty on the stream if he wants to do it. And so now it looks like Fatty was the one that canceled the whole thing, right? So it's just like, see, that Larry Vader is playing those games, playing those political games. But you know what? I said that we could spend about 6 or 7 minutes at the beginning of the show talking about the weekend so far, and we've run way over that, Adam.
We have.
And we have very important things to talk about. But first, before we do that, let me just say that we are streaming live.
Do you want to do an ad for Anchor?
I would.
Before we do that.
If you make a podcast, you usually think about the hardware. Here's the thing. We are streaming live on Pride 48. And just through happenstance and moxie and whatever else you want to call it, Adam and I started this whole thing about 11 years ago. Super thrilled that it is still going on. And it is such an amazing community out there that comes and takes part in this event every year. Wanted to say thank you to each and every one of you. I want you to know that every single time, and I'm speaking for Adam here because I know I can speak for Adam, every single time you guys say thank you to us or you mention us, you know, as being founders or whatever, anything like that, we both have probably the identical thought, which is it wouldn't be anything if you guys weren't there. It's just like you guys showing up for these things and your love of doing this stuff is what makes it work. And so it doesn't, Adam and I could set all this up, and if you guys weren't here, it would not be what it is. And so
we did.
That's true.
I mean, before Pride 48, we were,
we live stream our show to like 20 people. And then, we were like, how do we make this bigger? Anyway. So, yes, thank you guys for doing that. I also want to draw your attention to the front page of Pride 48. Go to pride48.com. There are three great charities that we are donating to this year if you donate money to us, because usually around this time we're hitting you up for stuff about the Vegas or the New Orleans stuff. And we're not doing that this year. I don't know why I keep saying we. I'm not a suit, but you know what I'm saying. That Pride 48 is not doing that this year. However, Pride 48 is still raising money. I know we've got some hard times out there with people, but if you have a few shekels in your pocket to spare, we're splitting your donation between the Martha P. Johnson Institute, Kids. Is it just two or is it three?
It's two. Well, Pride 48 is getting a third.
Oh, okay.
And then Kids, and then Martha P. Johnson.
And I guarantee you, if you write in your comments that I want 100% of my money to go to Kids or to Martha P., that can probably be arranged.
So I'll make extra work for me.
extra work for Adam. But you know what? Go there, donate, give. You don't have to give much. You can give $5. You can, even though the lowest donation amount is $10 there, you can change the amount to $5 if you need to. But any amount of shekels, what is a shekel? Ask Tom Lawn. A shekel is antivirus speak for money. What is shekel? Is shekel Yiddish? I think shekel is Yiddish.
I don't know. I'm afraid I'll say something racist. Yeah. Fashion.
Yeah, donate. Just take some. Kids, an amazing organization. The Martha P. Johnson Institute, of course, Martha P. Johnson, the trans woman who started the entire Stonewall thing back in 1969, right? So 51 years ago tomorrow? Yeah. So.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah. So those are great organizations. So do go and donate, please. Thank you. And I'll shut up about that right now. Adam.
Operators are standing by.
Adam, I can't help but listen on your weekly show, your daily show. I'm sorry, your daily show, The Geeky Gay.
Yeah.
I like how I say that. The Geeky Gay. I've been listening to, you know, your new house that you're having to think about making plans for this and everything. And I have this piece of advice that I let slip in a post show last week, but I wanted to put this on the record.
Yeah.
We also recently bought a new house back in November of 2019, and we've been having to, you know, fill up rooms that we didn't have before with furniture that we didn't have before. And so, you know, been doing a lot of shopping on Wayfair and looking at other places. And I was looking for some patio furniture.
Yeah.
dear God, patio furniture is outrageously, stupidly expensive. Have you noticed? It's like just for a little wicker easy chair, it's like $600.
Well,
like
I don't more. Know. I don't
like
know
we have an Ethan Allen couch, and I guarantee you that couch costs less than some of this patio furniture that they're hawking on this site.
I'm sure Mark knows the prices of everything because he's been designing stuff, and looking at. But we haven't looked at patio furniture specifically. I will ask you this: yes. When you got, and this is not related to patio furniture, but. When have you, so you've actually gotten stuff from Wayfair, correct?
The table that we use in our YouTube studio is from Wayfair, yes.
Okay. So did you have to put it together?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, have you gotten any chairs?
No.
No,
the chairs that we use in there are from IKEA.
So we got our dining chairs, and this was a while ago. We got our dining chairs at Wayfair. Those were the hardest things to put together in my life. Like, I could not get them flat. Like, they would just... Like, this is an audio podcast, and I'm, like, doing my hands up and down, but they would, like, rock back and forth. And so, yes. Finally, I had to, like, loosen them and, like, plop down in it and then try to tighten it while I was sitting in it. Anyway, that was really beyond the point.
You should have borrowed that vibrator from Boohacker.
Maybe.
Kind of like, you know, when you build the little stone brick patios out there and you have to use that machine that tamps everything down? Like, that vibrator would probably work for that.
Luke Stamen in the chat room says Wayfair lost his couch. How do you lose a couch?
Yeah. Oh, I have a great couch section, but sadly I can't tell it. But let me just finish here right saying.
Yeah, yeah.
Because of so many places going out of business, if you go to like the Habitat Restore or Goodwill or places like that, they are just lousy with office furniture. So there were all these conference room chairs, like these padded, you know, both the back and the seat were padded, you know, just like not rolling chairs, but like conference room chairs, right? Just generic conference room chairs. They wanted $4.50 a piece for them. So that's our new patio furniture is office chairs because they're comfortable. They look nice. And if they get wet, which I mean, our patio has windows that close and whatnot. So they're not likely to get wet. But if they were to get wet, they were $4.50.
I feel, you know, first of all, are you saying that you're going to be putting office chairs outside as your patio furniture?
No. So our patio is, we live in Florida. So our patio is covered and screened in to
right,
keep us from the bugs.
I understand that, but I'm still imagining the aesthetics of having like a rolling, like mesh.
It roll. No, it doesn't
like
roll.
Office.
No, these are think you go into, let's say you're being sued and you go into your lawyer's office and you have to sit down in those chairs that don't have wheels on them, you know, they just have the arms. Yeah.
But they still don't look like outdoor furniture. You really need the wicker.
Doesn't matter. They were $4.50.
I mean, you know, you got to think about what it looks like. Also,
I don't have to think about what they look like. They're lovely. They're purple.
Are you ever going to invite anyone over?
Yes, but they look fine out
they're
there.
They're going to go, where is the standard outdoor furniture,
you know,
Daniel
we're,
Brewer?
We're so special. We don't need special patio furniture. We just use any old furniture.
You'd be like, you know that lawyer's office you went to last
that's
week?
Right.
Yeah, those
well,
are his
we,
chairs right
that's
there.
Right. There you go. Have a seat.
Well,
yeah,
so
it's like we could be like Chris Hansen. Sir, would you have a seat, please? Would you mind? Would you have a seat?
Why don't you have a seat over there?
Yeah, have a seat over there. Did I ever finish talking about the chat room, Adam? You know what? There's a whole bunch of people in the chat room. All of them are chatting with us, and we're enjoying them there. And I don't know if you want to take a stab at telling us who's there or not, because there's a lot.
We have Auntie Vera, Big Fatty Brother, Sinatus, Kathy Marshall, Chastain Buttigieg, Judge, Cyclone, Doc Stone, mm-hmm. Dolphin, Egg Gong, Fucking Dan, Gary, mm-hmm. and PDX, Gayish Mike, Good Humor and Penguin, I see Greg, Isaac M, John Ong. The electrician's name is Isaac. Kay Bacon, Casey in Denver.
Kathy Bacon
burpy.
Is here?
Well,
Hi,
we don't know
Bacon.
If they're really here. Luke Stamen, no. Max Zook, Musing Luke Mark, Stamen. Nude in Florida, Nicole of Nowhere, Oscar NJ. Oh my God, there's so many names. P48, PTMY, Christian, RT Cruiser, Sam, but I feel like I can't leave people out now. Scotty Battler, Shy Yeti, Springham, Stage Damon, Demon or Damon, Steve the Tater, Tim and AK, TLB Tim, Tom Law, VJ Net, and Whiskey Flip. All the offline people, I'm not reading you, sorry.
Right. Oh my God,
welcome everyone.
Bacon. She says hi, Damon.
By the way, it's very relevant that Kathy Bacon just spoke because what I was going to tell you is I'm getting different advice from you than Kathy Bacon. So just the other day on Twitter, Kathy Bacon says to me, Adam, piece of advice. Now that you bought this new home, You need to start throwing out the junk furniture, and one room at a time, you need to focus on getting really, like, you know, I can't remember what she called them, but like, it's not a statement piece, but like a real, yeah. like, yeah. substantial thing that you're going to keep forever.
Yes.
You're saying,
No.
Go to Goodwill and get a $4 chair.
Here's the thing. I agree with Kathy Bacon. The point is, you can't afford to go out and get your really nice statement piece in every single room right up front. I'm saying to buy you time to do that. Mm-hmm. Don't go spending $600 on a patio chair that you're not necessarily going to love or whatever. But yes, $4.50 for a stupid conference chair that works fine. And then when we get around to tiling the patio or doing whatever we're going to do in it, then we'll spend the money on that. So,
well, we'll see if my landscape designer shows up on Thursday. Mm-hmm. Then we'll see. I may have a patio to put that furniture on.
There you go. We'll see. That's great. I see here that you have something to recommend on the old Netflix.
Well, I'll do two things because I like to get your advice. Okay. And so, and this is not in the document. I'm going off script here, but it'll be really quick. It'll be really quick. I know.
Off road here.
I know our writer's room is just freaking out right now because I'm going off script. But what is your... So I have a limited budget, and some might say this is not limited depending on, you know, on whatever. But I have a limited budget for the backyard.
Yes.
And I have a long list. But I've been moving these sprinklers around like nightly or whatever. And Tim in Alaska recommended that we start with paying to have a sprinkler system put in. Now, Kathy just cannot believe that we bought a brand new house and it didn't already have a sprinkler system. Mm-hmm. So what is your opinion on a sprinkler system? And what would you say is a reasonable, you probably don't know this, but
so, how much does a sprinkler system cost? Yeah, see, here's my problem. I live in Florida.
No, like, grass? Oh, it rains all the time.
Yeah, it rains every day. So we're not really that concerned about sprinkler. Like, I think the previous owners here put in an in-ground sprinkler system because I see it out there, but it's not connected back into the garage. Like, someone cut it from being, because it was like, this is completely useless. But, I'm perfectly fine with just a little stick down, you know, our lot is xeriscaped, so it's native grasses and stuff. So we don't have to like overwater it or anything like that. It's stuff that'll grow no matter what. So yeah, I don't really have great advice there. Although I know growing up, like, at our lake house, we just used those little stab them in the dirt sprinklers, you know,
but here's the problem though. And that's what we're doing right now. But if you leave, great. It's better if you have the video of it, chat room. Yeah. But no, but if you have, you can't leave the hoses because the grass dies underneath the hose. So you have to move the hoses around.
Yeah, you have to move the hose. Yeah, but you can get one of those cool retractable things like that. You can spend the extra money to get the whole. Here, put one of those, you know, those things that like make the fan in the ground, you know, that go back and forth. So you can like put on your bathing suit and run back through them and go, like little kids like running through the sprinkler. Like, I can see, I think Mittens is in the chat room. I think he would be down with that, running through the sprinklers. And the, just, you would get Sydney involved in this, right? She would jump over it and she'd be sitting there trying to bite the water. Well, like,
Sydney doesn't actually like our grass. She refuses.
Right, Sydney's,
we have to
bitch.
Like force her into the grass to go pee. Okay, anyway, there, that's that topic. And then I'll just move on to the next one. So, recommendation.
Yes. It's movie recommendation time.
Yes, exactly. So
it's movie recommendation time.
So we've been recommending things to each other for things to watch.
Yes, we have.
I forgot what you recommended to me, but I'm sure it was fantastic. But the other day, Mark and I were looking, we were perusing because
I think I had suggested Uploaded and you did watch that.
Oh, we did watch that, but there was something else and I can't remember what it was. And we loved, well, I can't speak for him. I enjoyed Uploaded. Really can't wait for season two because I feel like there was a cliffhanger of some sort.
Yeah, it was.
But anyway, so we were looking around and now, shit, I'm going to forget the name of this thing. I think he's in the chat room. He can tell me the name of it because he's going to know what I'm talking about. Anyway, there's this show on, they've got three seasons already. So maybe you've already seen it. And it's, I don't know, it's kind of a mixture between a sitcom and a dramedy, mm-hmm. maybe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's about an autistic guy. and his family. And it is called Atypical.
Atypical. Yes, I have watched it and it's very good.
Oh, have you?
I enjoyed it very much.
Oh, well, damn. Hey, everybody.
Kieran somebody, the guy that plays the autistic kid, is really good. He's a very good actor. And yeah, I would absolutely, I highly recommend that one.
Yeah, so anybody who, the episodes are 30 to 40 minutes, and it's just about a guy, he's in high school, and he's got autism, and his sister. And I find these really interesting because I've got a niece who's autistic. Mm-hmm. And she's younger, so, and I don't know how high functioning she's going to be, but it's just interesting. And I don't know how realistic these things are, but like I enjoy The Good Doctor.
It's a good show,
you know. But anyway, it's a really good show.
Yeah, and they not only deal with that aspect, they also deal with the parent aspect of it, which is something that usually isn't covered. Just like how difficult it is on these parents to deal with a child of special needs. There's like, you know, they definitely absolutely love their kid, but it causes so much stress on them that like a lot of times they get divorced, and they cover that story. Not to spoil anything, but just like they cover kind of the you know the difficulties that the parents are having of having these kids and trying to socialize them and whatnot. So it's a really good show. I enjoyed it quite a bit.
Oh, cool. That's
speaking of Netflix shows, though, I never talked about this on a podcast because this happened a while back, and I'm going to have to give the abbreviated version because we've got a time clock that we got to hit the next two segments on. But the...
Damn those time clocks.
In December, early December, Zach and I were heading back from dinner on a, I don't know what it was, Sunday evening, something like that. We were heading back home from dinner. And where we live, this is very difficult to explain, so just bear with me for a second. Where we live in our subdivision, there is a two-way road that goes into our subdivision, right? And that two-lane road splits off in kind of a Y pattern, right? So a picture of Y, you know, with the main feeder road being the stem of the Y, and the road goes up and it splits off because the old version of the road used to continue forward, and then the new version, when they built the subdivision, the new road kind of splits off. So there's a V in the road, right, where there's okay. a little park, and, you know, the two roads split. So we were heading back into our subdivision, driving on the right side of the two-lane road. And as we were driving up there, Zach was driving, I was in the passenger seat, and I saw that there were cars coming in both of those two roads, right? There was a car coming down the straight version towards the straight side of the Y towards us, mm-hmm. and there was a car coming around the corner of the other side of the Y from us. Yeah, towards us. So these are two cars coming towards us.
And I'm assuming one of those has a stop sign.
Yeah, one of them has a stop okay. sign. Right. And but it's dark, and so all I see are headlights coming up there. And as they were coming to closer together, something in my brain went, oh my God, they're going to hit each other. And I only got to so far as the hit part of that sentence. Oh my God, they're going to hit each other. I only got as far as hit in my brain before the headlights of the SUV were in our face and we got hit head on. That car was going 50 miles an hour. We were going 40 miles an hour in the opposite direction. We literally went, you know, a 90 degree stop, a 90 mile an hour stop between the two of them. It completely totaled Zach's car. Some frightening fucking pictures that of the car that was just mangled. It was one of those things that is like there's no good reason that we walked away from it, yet somehow we did walk away from this.
And I saw some bruise photos. You were pretty banged up.
Yeah, it was very traumatic. It was you know, just one of those things of, you know, you don't know what's happening. You see headlights in your face, and then, you know, the next thing everything is white and there's just ringing and in your ear, and there's, you know, just quiet. But I could hear Zach screaming next to me, and the car is completely filled with smoke because airbags, I don't know if you know this or not, airbags are filled up by some kind of chemical reaction, which releases this smoke into the car. So the car wasn't on fire. It's that the acrid smoke coming from the airbags, and this car has front airbags and side airbags. And you know, so all of them went off, and Zach was, I can't get out. And so I managed to get the passenger door open and got us out, on the ground. And as we're laying there on the ground, because the smoke was coming out of the car, again, it's chemical smoke, not smoke. And because the front of the car had gotten crushed inward and the yield, you know, the hazard lights were underneath the car, it was giving the bottom of the smoke like an orange glow. So people that were running out from their apartments were like, oh my God, that car's on fire. We've got to get, so it's like, you guys have to get up. You can't lay there. Like they moved us back from it. Of course, the car wasn't on fire, but it's not important. Anyway, long story short, we both went through several months of physical therapy. We're both fine, you know, as you can be, right? There's no lasting physical damage to either of us, maybe some scars and some bruising and everything. But it was the psychological aspect of it, though, is what I wanted to talk to you about. This new, when we see shows that have car wrecks in them, it freaks us the fuck out. It's just like, it's like reliving that thing over again. It's just like, you know, when people say they're triggered, it's like, I understand like PTSD a little bit more, because there was a show called Mom that has Allison Janney in it, right? And it's a comedy show. And they're like, they're driving and not, you know, arguing with each other and not paying attention. And I'm cringing on the couch as they're doing it. And then sure enough, of course, you know, in the show, they hit a stop sign or something and the airbags go off. I was panicked. I was physically like a ball of mush panicked from watching it. It was just like, it just hit me so deep. And Zach wasn't in the room watching and everything, but, you know, he's coming to, what the hell, what's wrong? You know, and just like, I couldn't explain it even to him. It took me a while to, you know, like regain my composure to even tell him that. Right. But then, the other night we were both watching a new show on, I think it's on Netflix that we were watching. I don't want to tell you the show because it's so new. It's like, this kind of gives away something. So I don't want to. So we just say it's a new show. And at the end of the show,
so you're going to have to wait a few weeks and then recommend it to me. So I don't like,
On the show, the two characters in the car are talking to each other. And I saw, you know, a car come back behind them, and I'm like, oh my God, they're going to hit that car. Right. Cause they're driving, and it's like, and it looked like that car was coming on a parallel path, and I'm like, I'm bracing for it. And then they stop at a stop sign and continue to talk, and that car goes by. So I'm, oh, good. All right, great. You know, that I can breathe easy and everything. I had enough time to say that before they pulled out from the stop sign, and a car, of course, in the show, like, comes and broadsides them. And, you know,
I hate those.
And I just, it was both of us that time. It was both Zach and I were just freaking out and everything. So it's just like, I don't really have a point to this. I mean, it's just one of those things. It's amazing how those things can scar you, you know, beyond the physical scars or whatever, to the point that it's like, because we get that way when we drive. Like, when we drive, we can get very frightened just with people pulling out, you know, and what, just because of that whole thing. It's like, until you've had that, you know, just brick wall running into you and the, you know.
Well, I don't know if you know this about me, Daniel, but
you're gonna talk. Now you're gonna one-up me with your airline crash.
No, because we were. Well, I am gonna talk about it, but I'm not gonna one-up you. I was actually, so yes, I was in a plane crash, and surprisingly enough, well, so I flew really quickly after it happened, but they flew a therapist with me, so I wouldn't freak out, you know.
Right.
I mean, as you do. And every time we took off or landed, and this was back in 96, I believe. Mm-hmm. So like 24 years ago, something like that. And I'm pretty much okay now, but it, the same thing for me. Like, when I would fly, I would just like be gripping the handlebar, whatever you call them, the armrests, you know, when we would go up and go down, and for years, and only now it's getting better. And if there's turbulence, I mean, I don't know if I'll ever fly again because COVID, but you know, but if I have turbulence, you know, it freaks me out. But I will say this, I cannot sleep, or it's very hard to sleep when someone else is driving a car.
Yeah.
Because, and so I want to say, are you also a little bit like, if you're not the one driving, do you get nervous with someone else driving?
Yes.
And it, like, especially if they like Mark, I mean, I love Mark, but occasionally he will go over to the side a little bit when he's driving and hit those little strips.
Yeah.
And it'll be like, and it freaks me out, you know? So, but I mean, it does get better. It gets better, Daniel. It gets better.
Well, good. I'm glad
it does.
I put a picture of the car in the chat room there just to show you there.
You want me to put a picture of my flight?
No, you know what? Fine.
But we talked about this last week or week before last.
Yes.
I think a car crash can be worse than a plane crash, because a plane crash, you're in a big, huge thing.
You don't see it happening.
And you don't see it.
Because that's one of the things. That's the main thing that freaks me out is Zach was driving. He didn't see the two cars heading towards each other. He's like, I saw the whole thing happen. And it was, and then to be, oh, fuck, this thing is in my face. It's just like kind of one of those things. Hey, isn't that a happy note to, our little comedy, for our little comedy podcast here? That's great, Adam. I love
We're
that.
We're personal journal.
Yeah, it's so great.
I'm so glad you helped me get to the fiesta today. Do you know why today is such a special fiesta?
Why, Dora?
It's a birthday fiesta!
Yay!
So let's all sing happy birthday in English and Spanish. Ready?
Dubious Intent birthday segment, the segment of the show where Adam will read me some, well, not read me, he will play me some musical cues to a celebrity's birthday, and I, using only my head, brain, and mouth words, will figure out whose birthday it is without cheating and looking at the chat room. Adam, who is our first celebrity birthday this week?
All right. I even loaded these into my soundboard, I'll have you know. So... You're hearing this, right?
I am. I just wanted you to ask that so people could take a drink. This is the theme to Roseanne.
It is. As is usual, that's an ensemble attack.
It is an ensemble show. It could have been so many people.
We'll do this one next.
Okay. Oh, wow. I used to watch this show. This Damages?
It is Damages.
That Glenn Close show? Okay.
Yeah.
So who was on Damages that was also on Roseanne?
I have one more, but if you don't need it, I won't.
I'm leaning towards Laurie Metcalf, but I don't want to commit. So give me my final.
Okay, one more. And this was a small part that this person played in this show. Just so you know.
Okay. This is the West Wing. I am going to go with John Goodman because he was temporarily the president of the United States in the West Wing. So is that correct?
It is John Goodman.
I am such a horrible podcasting person. I don't even have this up. There we go. Yay!
And I don't know how old he is, but he had a birthday. I put everything in my soundboard, and so now I don't have the spreadsheet up in front of me. Damn it. Okay, here is our next one.
He's some age. He's some random age.
I mean, he got a year older. That's what you guys can.
He's older now than he was before.
You can Google it. All right. Here is our next one. Here we go.
I'm singing with it perfectly here, but honestly, on the recording, it's going to be off. This is Randy Newman singing the theme to Toy Story.
Yes, it is, Daniel. Yes, it is.
Now, Toy Story, of course, also a huge ensemble production.
Yep.
With many famous people in it, but what's my next clue?
You'll know it after this one. That's why I didn't play it first.
This is the theme to Full House. No, not Full House. Home Improvement.
It is.
Home Improvement, or as people of a certain age know it, that Jonathan Taylor Thomas show. I'm going to say that it is Tim the Toolman Taylor, a.k.a. Tim Allen.
It is.
Tim Allen.
Yeah, and again, I don't know how old he is, but he's in that show.
Yeah, he's in that show.
He's in that show on Fox. I think it's on Fox.
No, I think it got canceled. The Last Man Standing.
No, didn't it get canceled and then moved to Fox? Wasn't it like on ABC or something? Anyway, it doesn't matter. He's 1 year older.
Yeah.
All right. Here's our last birthday because we're doing a shortened segment. Well, maybe.
This is Simon and Garfunkel.
Okay, that one is not playing, so let's do this one.
For all of us at United Airlines, we hope that this virus, this is lost.
This is actually the music that you heard as you and Zach were laying on the pavement.
It's true.
The smoke was billowing.
Yeah. This is from Lost, yeah.
It is Lost. I had three, but the other one's not playing. So hopefully you can get it with just two.
Hopefully I'll get it with one.
This person has very piano-heavy theme songs.
Yes, they do. Now, this isn't jumping out at me. Is this a movie or a TV show?
It's a TV show.
This isn't The Good Fight, so tell me the name of the TV show.
Okay, the TV show name is Fringe.
Oh!
And I figured you would have watched it.
I did watch Fringe. So let me see. Who was in common between Fringe and
Lost?
There
it is. I don't know if you'll know this one. You may not have watched this show.
No idea.
Okay, that's Felicity.
You went deep on this one, didn't you? Because I watched Lost three times. So it's like I know every character on Lost.
But I'm not going to give you too big of a clue here.
Okay.
But I do want to say this is not the association of this person to these three shows is not what you might think.
Okay. So is it one of the directors or producers or something like that?
You are in the right vein.
Is this like Damon Lindelof or what's his name? The other one?
If I said Star Trek, Mission Impossible.
J.J. Abrams.
It is J.J. Abrams.
Wow. I would have thought that it, yeah.
I mean, I really had to throw out some
you
clues
did,
there.
I
but yeah, J.J. Abrams. Again, I don't know how. Oh, he's 58.
58.
I remember that one. I remember that one. Yeah.
So. And all right, excellent. Those are our birthdays we appreciate every single one of those people. We hope they have a happy, happy birthday. Actually, we don't care. We really don't care one way or the other.
News game. It's a news game. Oh, mama, news game. What questions will he ask?
It is time for the Dubious Intent News Game. This is the section of the show where Adam will go through the New York Times news quiz, normally at 11 questions, which we do on the full show. But since we're on the Pride 48 weekend here, he is only going to choose 5 of those 11 questions. These are multiple choice questions. I will try to answer them without using the multiple choice options, but if I need them, I will ask for them. If you want to play along, you can go over to the nytimes.com. It's like, it's not the NY Times. You know, you can just do NY Times. You don't have to use
everything
the,
is the for you tonight.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. Go to nytimes.com and search for news quiz, and you can play right along. Adam, what is the first question this evening?
All right. The first question, is here. Okay. Jeffrey Berman was fired last weekend. He was a federal prosecutor in which state?
He was Southern District of New York, so SDNY. So yeah, he was in New York. Is that one of my choices? Is New York?
It is one of your choices. Yes.
I don't know how I'm going to do this because I don't have my. Okay. Excellent.
I haven't even like, yes, it's New York, Daniel. You're right. You didn't even wait for me to tell you if you were right.
Well,
or not.
I knew it was right.
Okay.
What can you say? Sometimes you just know.
It really throws me off on these whenever it says Adam Burns above, because there's a picture and like we're not anyway. Yeah. Joel Schumacher.
Yes.
The director whose visually inventive movies included the coming of age drama St. Elmo's Fire and the vampire action comedy
and
The
Nipples.
Lost Boys.
Nipples.
Died on Monday at 80.
Yes.
He also directed a large budget film.
Yes.
My emphasis is wrong. Anyway, that was widely panned. Which film would that have been?
Oh, Nipples. This is Nipples. He was that Batman.
Oh,
it was the Batman where they built the nipples into the suit for both Robin and Batman, and it was the one that had Catgirl in it. I think it was just called Batman and Robin. Is Batman and Robin one of my choices?
It is a choice.
Actually, was it Batman and Robin?
It was Batman and Robin.
It was Chris, somebody, the guy that played Robin was super hot too. He's like Chris.
Oh, it was Chris O'Donnell, but he's not
Chris O'Donnell.
He's not as cute anymore.
Well,
although he's in
that movie tanked.
He's in, I believe Chris O'Donnell is in that NCIS New Orleans with Scott Bakula.
Okay.
I'm not sure. I could be wrong about that, but he's in one of them.
All right. Springham in the chat room says that Batman and Robin is so underrated. They literally designed nipples into the costume, like Batman's skin tight costume had exaggerated nipples on them.
No, you know what? It wasn't NCIS New Orleans. It's NCIS, the other one, LA.
Oh yeah, well there you
Not,
go.
There are three NCISs. It's the one with LL Cool J
tonight on the NCIS network.
I like a procedural. Okay, yeah. Number
who's
three.
On, who's on after us? By the way, it's like. Is it Satyr's Fair? Is that who's on after us?
I think so.
Oh yeah, we can run long then. It's fine. They don't need the time.
I mean, they were really nervous about going on, so
they're not even listening to the stream now. Now they're pre-gaming it. At this point in time, they're probably pre-daming. Pre-daming?
See,
that is an excellent joke that Scott the Satyr will never hear.
So. Okay, number three.
You know what you guys should do when the show starts? When Satyr's Fair starts, make sure you make that joke in the chat room.
Okay.
Yeah.
Steve the Tater says fuck you. So
I guess he did hear it. Oh, what are you guys doing? Pre-dating?
All right. Which state will remove a reference to plantations from its official name on state documents?
I only know the answer to this because when I read the headline that Rhode Island was like changing its name because of its racist past, I'm like, wait. What about Rhode Island is racist? And it turns out that it's actually Rhode Island and the Plantation Islands or something like that. It's like it's in there. Is it Rhode Island?
It is Rhode Island.
Yeah. So I used to live in Connecticut. Matter of fact, the only bathhouse that I could go to because Connecticut didn't have bathhouses was in Rhode Island. The best bathhouse that I've ever been to. I love that place. I think it was called the Megaplex or something like that. It's in Providence, Rhode Island, right near the Providence Eagle, which is also a lovely bar, which I highly recommend. There we go. I'm done.
Great. Fugaku, a product by the Riken Institute in Japan, beat an American product to win the top spot in a biannual competition.
Ooh, a biannual competition. You know what? We don't talk about bisexuals enough on this program.
It is the world's fastest what?
It's masturbator.
Do you want choices? You don't have to. I mean, you can.
Yeah, I'm thinking Japan is really, they always kick our ass in electronics, so it's probably something electronic. And when you say fastest, that makes me think, when you say biannual conference fashion, I think computer. So, but go ahead, what are my choices?
You have Formula One car, speedboat, supercomputer, or train. Oh, so Crone. Crone in the chat room says laxative.
Yes, the fastest laxative. It's the biannual competition for the fastest laxative. That would be excellent. What was it called? Fuck you.
Fugaku. Fugaku.
Fuck you is what it's called. I'm going to say that fuck you is actually a supercomputer because it could be trained, but I want to say supercomputer. That was my first gut feeling. I'm going to go with supercomputer.
It is supercomputer.
Excellent. That could have been a train. I was very scared about that one.
I find server rooms to be very pretty. They have this picture of the server room and it's got green and purple lights. It's
which
very pretty.
There's pictures of mini server rooms. Like, are you talking about the Azure one or the Google ones?
The one in this article. I mean, the one in this quiz. It's the Fugaku server room.
Oh, the Fugaku. The fuck you server room. It's like, fuck you. Our server room is gorgeous.
All right. This is the last one we're going to do. Now, no pressure.
You think when Scott was screaming out fuck you in the chat room, he was just talking about the supercomputer?
He might have been.
He was just channeling the fuck you. Maybe. Fuck you supercomputer.
So, you're 4 out of 5 right now. If you get 4? This one right.
Oh.
I don't want to press you. Now, I don't know if were we going to mention the big news on, have we already mentioned the big news on this?
We haven't. We have not mentioned the big news yet. Do you want to mention the big news now before the final, before the final thing?
This is your last chance.
It's my last chance.
On dubious intent.
Yeah, this is the very last dubious intent ever. I don't know. We should have probably led with that tonight, shouldn't we?
We should have.
This is the last dubious intent ever.
So this is your last chance to get a perfect score.
Last chance to get a
perfect
score.
I hate it that it's only half of a quiz because, it's really, you're going out on kind of a...
I know.
Easy,
easy mode. I'm going out easy mode. But... God damn it, you found a geography question. I know that you found a geography question.
Oh, I should look.
No. Go ahead. Ask the question that you were going to ask.
I was going in order, but actually, I'm going to do this one.
Oh, God damn it.
Thanks. It's actually not.
Jesus Christ.
all right. So a new archaeological discovery, possibly the largest prehistoric structure in Europe, was found near which other ancient site? Would you like a list?
All right. Archaeological and ancient site.
Yeah.
You know what? Gut feeling is Stonehenge because I don't know of another archaeological site in Europe. Like it's like not the Great Pyramids. They're not in Europe. It's like all right, what are my choices?
You have Bruna Buana. No idea.
Yeah. I have a brochure from there.
You have Lascaux. I'm not mm-hmm. sure if that's how this is pronounced. Mm-hmm. You have Stonehenge and you have Stones of Stennis.
All right.
Again,
so
I'm not sure if I pronounced
Stonehenge
that right.
is on the list, and then my gut feeling with Stonehenge. So I'm just gonna lean into it, Adam. I'm gonna lean into it. Is it Stonehenge?
Damn you. It's Stonehenge.
Adam, for the very final time on Dubious Intent, what is my score of the news quiz?
You got 5 out of 5, Daniel.
5 out of 5. That makes me the quiz master, as it were. I am absolutely the master of the quizzes. Thank you, Adam. I guess we should say, as this theme song plays out here, I guess we should say that, this is the very last episode of Dubious Intent. And there are several reasons for that. Not the least of which is that you and I, we looked this up before the show, you and I started doing this show together in July of 2011. So we have been doing this show. This will be the 10th going. Like if we had stayed on for another week, we would be going into our 10th year, right? So for a decade, we have done this show.
Yeah.
And I believe the name of the first show.
Oh, I thought you were going to cry there for a second. No,
yeah. This is not Hello Nessa. Fuck you. I'm kidding. The very first show, I believe, was called Plus by an Old Muppet or something like
that. It was. You know, it would have been.
Gonna,
I'm sorry. I'm interrupting you. No, my apologies. That's not my role.
No,
in this show.
No, I insist. You go ahead. I insist.
You're the interrupter. You're the interrupter.
No, Adam,
show.
I insist. I insist that you go ahead and explain. Yes,
it would have been really a thing to do to end Dubious Intent by saying the name of the very first episode.
Oh, that would have been
But good. You already said it. Well, yeah, unless we went back to the very, very first episode before I... But I don't know the name of that one. So, anyway.
So, yeah, see, the chat room has already sussed this out, right?
How dare you, chat room?
Here's the reasons, right? We've been doing this for a decade. I would venture to say that the Adam and Daniel that are on that very first episode of Dubious Intent are very different people than you and I today. Like,
I'm about 30 pounds heavier.
We've grown. We've changed.
I have grown.
We've gone through a lot of changes in our lives. We've gone through messy breakups, messy divorces. We've gone through movings and plane crashes. Well, we didn't go through a plane crash but car crashes and we've gone through a pandemic. And so here's the thing. And also, we don't have a lot of the source material that we used to use, like our theme song. We don't have a clean version of that. We don't have a copy.
We only have 5 minutes left, yeah. Daniel.
I get that. All right. So yes, we will be continue. Daniel and Adam will continue to podcast. Daniel and Adam will continue to do a live show on Pride 48 every Saturday right now, but could be any night of the week. But right now it's on Saturdays. Because that is what we love to do. And honestly, the 2-year break that I took from doing this, I missed it. I really did miss it. I know that we used the pandemic as an excuse to restart this thing, but it really was, I missed doing this. I miss spending time with you and with the chat room and being involved in all that stuff. So something new is coming down the pike. We don't know a name yet because we're workshopping a bunch of different things. We don't know a lot of things about it. But I can tell you that you should just go to pride48.com any Saturday night around 10 o'clock p.m. Eastern time, and we will be doing something. Yeah, we'll be something.
But we do need a little bit of time to figure that stuff out. Are we have to figure this out in the next week?
But maybe we can workshop it on Saturday night with our chat room friends, and maybe they could help shape these things.
We don't have a title, and I want something cool, edgy. Like, you know, cool, you know, I don't want cutesy. So, I suck at coming up with names. So, I mean, you guys can send in, you know what, Daniel, I have to apologize to someone right now.
Who?
I have to apologize to Scott, the satyr.
Scott, he can't hear us. He's pre-damning.
He sent in a voicemail for the last Dubious Intent.
And we didn't play it?
And we didn't play it because I forgot until we were in the middle of the show, and it's that stupid format that he uses from his phone, and I cannot quickly figure out a way to play it.
We'll address it. We'll tack it into the show. All right, here's the one thing I want to say before we get unceremoniously booted off the stream. I have a show tomorrow night, 6 p.m. on this very little weekend here. It's my solo show called Pointless Talk, but just for this weekend, it's going to be called Pointless Trivia. I need two more contestants. If you would like to play a really fun trivia game tomorrow night, now Adam says that he can't play because he's on too many shows, but Adam, you're welcome to play. Mm-hmm. I just need two more contestants. I have 6 contestants right now. I need two more. Go to pride48.com/PT. That's the form that you fill out so that I can email you all the information that you need to know. So go to pride48.com/PT. I just need two more contestants to play the trivia game.
Hey,
it's
Daniel.
Gonna be great. It's gonna be fun.
Is one of your topics gonna be cabbage and poppers?
Dubious Intent was written, recorded, and distributed under Creative Commons. Give us a call on the voicemail line. Well, it doesn't matter. It's being disconnected, so don't call us. Don't even send us email at contact@dubiousintent.com, because who knows how much longer we're going to be reading that crap. I didn't have it ready. I know that you were watching the clock, and I knew that you had my back there, but it's like, I totally fucked that up because I didn't have the pot up and stuff. So.
You know, the reason that we're restarting a new show is because you can't remember any of the stuff that we used to do.
I need to have the instructions all written out in a very nicely laid out format. Hey, everyone, I hope you're having a great Pride 48 weekend. I am. I'm sure that Adam
is. Me too.
Yep. And stay tuned. Right after us is the Satyr Sphere. And as much shit as we give them, we really do love them. Make sure you check them out. And hey, guys, it's been a great ride, and we've had fun. For the final time, good night, chat.
Good night, David.